Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Sully, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, we finally did it. Oil broke the $50 mark this week following more insurgent attacks on pipeline infrastructure in Nigeria, which have now taken out over 700,000 barrels per day of oil production, bringing the country's production to its lowest level in 27 years. There doesn't appear to be an end in sight as the group known as the Niger Delta Avengers confirmed Tuesday they are not interested in negotiating with the government to end attacks. Add to this another weekly inventory draw in the U.S. and a strong set of product demand data, and you get a WTI price at its highest level that we've seen since July 15th last year. Unfortunately, after hitting a closing high of 51.23 Wednesday, oil slid Thursday and again Friday after the rig count increased, closing the week right about $49. After all the up and down for the week, oil gained a modest 60 basis points. E&Ps and MLPs were basically flat, shedding 30 and 50 basis points respectively, while the S&P Energy Index gained 1.4%. Key news events last week include the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia releasing details on the National Transformation Plan, or NTP. The NTP is part of the broader Saudi Vision 2020 plan announced by Prince Mohammed bin Salman in April. The primary focus of the NTP is to generate $140 billion of non-oil revenues by 2020, compared to about $50 billion last year. Other goals of the plan include sustaining the current level of crude oil production while growing gas output 50%. Also, Devon announced $1 billion of upstream asset sales in East Texas, the Mid-Continent, and Northern Midland Basin, with proved reserves of about 87 million barrels of oil equivalent. Antero Resources announced that they'd signed a definitive agreement to acquire 55,000 acres in the core of the Marcellus for $450 million from Southwestern Energy. In conjunction, they increased their 2017 target to a range of 20 to 25% versus 20 previously. They also indicated that due to cost savings, they're able to add another rig in the second half of this year without changing their CapEx budget. In midstream news, Holly Energy Partners announced the acquisition of a 50% interest in the Cheyenne crude oil pipeline located in Wyoming for $42.5 million. Related to the transaction, Holly's parent, Holly Frontier, executed a long-term agreement increasing their minimum volume commitments on the pipeline. Finally, Williams Companies announced a flat dividend for the quarter, but as expected, warned they may choose to reduce the dividend level next quarter if the energy transfer merger is not consummated. As evidence of the market's expectation for this potential, the stock only traded down 1.5% following the news. Capital markets remained active for E&Ps and are continuing to slowly thaw for midstream. Starting with midstream, Tesoro Logistics and Rice Midstream both priced overnight equity offerings which traded well. TLLP priced 5.5 million units, upsized from 4.25 million at a 4.5% discount in a well oversubscribed deal that traded up 7.5% from the deal price. Rice priced 8 million units at an 8.5% discount in a deal which traded up 1.3%. Both of these deals were pre-funding dropdowns expected for later this year. In the E&P space, Antero offered 26.8 million shares at $26.75 or a modest 2.9% discount. These proceeds were used to fund the previously mentioned acreage acquisition from Southwestern. Additionally, WPX issued 49.5 million shares at a 3.5% discount. In fixed income markets, Weatherford International and Cheniere Energy both did high-yield deals as fixed income markets continue to rise. Last but not least, Chesapeake completed yet another debt-for-equity swap, its third in less than a month, this one swapping 22 million new shares for $125 million par value of notes. Well, that wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Royals!
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.